erotica. The title of this post is "The Next Time I Seduce You." Sit back and enjoy the story.
It has been a couple of weeks since the incident in the kitchen with my mom's friend Babe, but the messages that she has been shooting me since then have been insane. I mean, I have heard that older women have a strong sexual appetite and all, but this shit was unreal. Texts about what she wanted to do to me and where in and around my body. This woman was an absolute freak. She has shared so many of her fantasies with me, I had to start writing them down just to keep track of them. And that isn't even getting into the pictures that she shared with me. If you have no idea what I am talking about, here is the rundown. Several weeks ago, yours truly was preyed upon by one seriously sexy cougar. I was standing in the kitchen, still half asleep and half naked, when an unannounced visitor showed up. Babe, a friend of my mother's. I still am not even sure if that was her real name or what. Anyway, yeah, the cougar feasted on me, and it was the best sex of my admittedly short yet not completely terrible sex life. Anyway, after having been completely taken advantage of, I was determined to take back a little bit of power from her. Her husband was going to be out of town this coming weekend, and she was going to be all alone and vulnerable in their big house out in the sticks. And I was going to take complete advantage of that scenario. Whether she knew it or not, she had shared some fantasies about such a situation, and she was so vocal about being alone in her big spooky house that I'd swear she almost invited it. It was nearly 11:30 at night when I got to her house. I parked the car down the road and walked the last half a mile or so that my car wasn't visible and my arrival unannounced. I walked up the driveway, and there in the second window on the left of the third floor, a light was on, giving me a clear view into what looked like her bedroom. I stood on the lawn in the cool night watching. I was merely a shadow on the lawn, dressed in black. And then I saw her passing by the window in a dark purple nightie with matching panties. Even from where I was standing, I could see the way the material draped across her sexy curves, the way her nipples poked and tinted the fabric, and the way it fell between the cheeks of her ass. Out on the lawn, my clothing was starting to take shape against my body's features as well. It was time to move. Just as she turned to look out the window, I darted to the side of the house and found the side entrance. It was locked, but this was small town USA, and there was the welcome mat, and of course, there was the key. Quickly, I unlocked the door and moved inside the house. This house was old, like built long before any of the other houses around here had been built. And it was big. To be honest, it kind of gave me the creeps. I don't know what it was, it just felt like someone was watching me, the intruder, the entire time. I didn't let it bother me too much though. I was going to fuck Babe tonight whether or not she knew it. As I passed through the kitchen, I noticed the empty wine bottle. And that's when I remember her telling me how much she liked to get drunk and fuck like a college kid. Drunk, check. Fucked, she certainly would be soon. I started up the staircase. When I got to the second floor, I noticed a door open to a room just off the landing. A soft glow was coming from it. I took the detour and had a look. This must be their playroom that she spoke of. Inside, there was a fairly impressive collection of adult toys. Some my inexperienced self knew about. Some of them left my imagination wondering just how the fuck I decided that this was too good of an opportunity to pass up. I grabbed a few items, but stopped to gaze upon the glowing monitors that had led me to the room to begin with. Looking them at the CCTV video feed, sure enough, there was the kitchen, the staircase, several living and dining rooms, and of course, there was Babe laying on her bed like a kitten waiting to be stroked. There were also cameras trained on various points of this room too, pointed at the interesting furniture on what appeared to be a small stage in the middle of the room. I am going to have to get more information about this room, I thought to myself. As I was leaving, I noticed the low ball glass on the production desk, with ice, a lime, and what smelled like whiskey in it. Jesus, Babe, are you going to pass out on me? As I left the room, I couldn't help but remembered having that feeling of being watched. I guessed I knew why then. Finally, I made my way to the third floor and started down the hall when I heard footsteps coming from the direction of her room. Quickly, I ducked into a spare room and spied her as she walked past, muttering something about going to need a little more wine. When she passed, I slipped into her room and turned off her bedroom light and removed the bulb from the fixture. I also turned off the lights in the hallway. Then I took my place behind the open bedroom door. Several minutes later, I heard Babe coming up the stairs and exclaim, "What the hell?" Why the lights off? She slowly made her way down the hall and rounded the corner into her room. She was fucked now. Entering the room, I watched from my hiding spot as she flipped the switch. When no light turned on, she became quite nervous. What the fuck? And then I pushed the bedroom door closed. It was pitch black, but my eyes were already adjusted to the darkness. Who's there? She screamed. My husband will fucking kill you. Shh. I said, I know we are all alone. Now turn around and I won't have to use this. Much I slapped the paddle I had taken from the playroom against the footboard of the bed. She turned around muttering, please, don't hurt me. She blurted out, oh God, please don't hurt me. Shh, I said, and then ran the paddle up the inside of her leg until the edge of it was nestled right in the crotch of her silky purple panties. Then over her shoulder, I held a blindfold that I had also taken from her favorite room. Put it on, I instructed her. She was shaking now, and her voice trembling a little as she said, oh, okay, yes, whatever you want. Whatever I want, I repeated to her quietly. Pleadingly, she replied, yes, yes, take whatever you want. The jewelry, cash, shoot up. I don't want your shit, I said, interrupting her, and gripped her by the neck from behind, feeling her throat clench and her body trembling. Is that what you think? I came here to rob you. Please, I don't need your gaudy trashy shit. You sit up here in your big old house with your windows open, parading around in your sexy lingerie. What the fuck do you think was going to happen? Lifting her by her throat to the point she was standing on her tiptoes. I don't, she stammered. Oh, you don't know. Innocent little, you don't know what she looks like. I say in a mocking voice before I throw her to the bed, forcing her to be bent at the waist, arms spread out in front of her. Oh, please, she says, whimpering now. Looking at her now, her ass barely covered in that silky fabric. Her ass up right in front of me. I reach down and tug on her panties, pulling them up forcefully, splitting her sex with the material. Her pussy lips visible as the crotch of her panties disappear between them. Please what? What are you begging for now? Please don't. Please don't kill me, she says as I am bending over her, pressing my face into her ear. The front of my crotch pressed into hers. First you think I am going to rob you. Then you think I am going to kill you. No lady, I am going to fuck you. I am going to fuck you every which way I want to. I start to unbuckle my belt. I can feel her panicking. She is stuck in a world of darkness. She tries to get up, but my hands catch her and force her back down. She is blindfolded and can't see what I am doing, but she knows I am behind her. She knows the sound of my zipper being undone, and she suddenly can feel the hardness of my cock pressed against the back of her thigh. I think you sit in that window putting yourself on display, hoping that someone is watching you. Gripping my length by the base and pressing the large bulbous head into her silky covered slit. And I think you wanted someone to come up here and take you like this, didn't you? My husband. Your husband. What about your husband? He is okay with you parading around like his rich little slut wife. My husband is going too. Just then I press the tip of my cock into the side, the gusset of her panties. Her sex is hot. Dripping. What, he is going to catch you getting what you deserve? Is that it? My cock pressing into her opening, parting her wet folds and popping just inside. Oh God, please. Oh, it is too late. You are truly fucked now. I grab her panties and tear them from her. Balling them up, I slam my cock into her ad, then reach around and stuff them into her mouth. Her whimpering and moans were muffled by her cloth stuffed mouth. Grabbing her wrists and pulling them out from under her, her face falls onto the bed. Holding her arms, using them to pull her pussy back onto me, impaling her on my shaft. She's wet, dripping, my cock sliding in and out of her, glistening and coated with her. Her sex is gripping me tightly. She finally is able to push her panties from her mouth. Please, fuck me, harder. You like this, don't you? I thought so. You are a filthy little slut, aren't you? Yes, I am. You want this cock, don't you? The sounds of my thighs slapping against her fill the room. Her reply comes one word at a time between the sound of our bodies hitting each other. Yes, slap, give, slap me, smack that cock. Tell me what you are. She turns her face, yet still unable to look back at me, but presenting me with the look of raw desire painted on her face. I am a dirty slut desperate to come on your cock. And then it happens. I can feel it in her ass muscles clenching. Hear it in her breathing going quick and sharp. Feel it deep inside her pulsating. Come for me, my dirty little slut. Come all over my cock. Watching her orgasm rip through her is fucking beautiful. The grunting noises she makes as she takes my entire length send me closer to my climax. Feeling her honey drip down my balls sends me over the edge and I start to come hard inside of her. Fuck babe, I am going to come. Her hands wrap around my forearms as I continue to pull at hers. The slap 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 increasing in speed and quickness as I furiously work my cock inside of her, pushing us into a world of ecstasy. Oh fuck me Maddie, I am coming. My cock erupts into her. The flood of cum rushing through my urethra is violent, hot, and continual as thick streams shoot into her over and over, filling her pussy. She starts to piggyback off the feeling of being filled even more. Fua cake cum pimp is the only noise that escapes her as she totally loses it. My cock is still twitching and rocking inside of her as I slump down over her back, still feeling her orgasm course through her sex, milking me deep inside. Our breathing starting to calm, I manage the ability to speak. How did you know it was me? Oh, Maddie, all you needed was just a little hint as to what my fantasies were, and to be told my husband was out of town and I knew you wouldn't pass up the opportunity to take advantage of it. Suddenly behind me, a slow and steady clapping. Bravo, well done, came a male voice from the doorway into the bedroom. What the fuck? I turned to see another man a little older than babe. Matt, please. I am a fan. Of course, I am also babe's husband. Not to worry though, champ. Babe here has told me all about you and we were hoping you were going to be here tonight. Wanna watch the show? Dot 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 the fuck, was my only reply. Her husband held out a remote and flipped on the television hanging on the wall. What looks like a rough cut movie started playing. Oh, the screen. There I was on the lawn looking up, peeping in on babe, entering the house, sneaking through the house. Oh shit, you almost caught me here. I stupidly left the door open and you found our production room next. I am watching myself fulfilling babe's rape fantasy, all from multiple angles. How the babe cuddles up next to me, giggling, stroking my lower abs, playing her fingers through my pubes and gripping my cock again. Oh Matt, we like to film ourselves. There's a camera there and there and there. She points at curious innocuous items around the room. Her husband now walking over to her, placing her hand on the back of her head. Don't worry Matt, we will not share this with anyone else unless you want to be a published star, he says, raising an eyebrow. Fuck is the only thing that I can muster. Babe giggles again, and after biting her lip, looks first at me then at her husband and gets back up on her hands and knees and says, Mum, yes, let's.
That was one hot and steamy story.